Patient name Coy, spelled C-O-Y, last name Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N. Date of birth is 1-17 of 1977. Date of service 12-8 of 22. This is a 45-year-old male patient here today doing a follow-up from last office visit, which was 1 week ago. At that time, he presented with upper back pain and posterior neck pain. This gentleman works as a diesel mechanic. He was lifting some heavy materials, which resulted in the pain. He was giving medication last office visit, meloxicam as well as a steroid, also injections of steroid and a toradol. He tells me he is much improved today. He's wanting a return to work note, period, new paragraph. No new indication of any adverse effect. He maintains his normal activities in everyday form and fashion. He is wanting to return to work without restriction. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 146 over 84. Respiration 16. Pulse 87. Temperature 98.1. Oxygenation 97%. Current weight 173. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, PTSD, surgical history, cervical fusion to the spine. Social history, he does smoke 1 half-pack cigarettes on a daily basis, negative for drugs or alcohol, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, he's well-groomed, he's not in any distress. Patient is able to walk into the room with a normal gait. I've gone through some range of motion exercises with him as well. He is able to move his head side to side, laterally, left and right, without any issues. Also able to look up as well as gaze down toward the floor with movement of the chin and not in any distress. And he tells me that his range of motion is normal to that neck, considering the cervical fusion procedure. Period, new paragraph. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Remainder of the exam is largely unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Upper back pain, recovering well. No new medications will be given for him today. Per the patient's request, we will accommodate the note for returning to his job duties without any restriction. He will continue to monitor his symptoms and return back to clinic if needed.